talking about using the terms up and down for direction. Now, if a person lives someplace south of here, like El Dorado, for example, would you say that person lived
up?
Or if it were south of here, you'd say that the person lived...
I would say down.
Down. You would use up and down for
yes.
south and north?
Yes.
But say if they lived in, say, St. Louis, you'd say they lived...
Up.
Up in St. Louis.
Right.
Okay, so you would use it for direction.
Right.
How about on your street, in terms of using up and down, would you say...
Yes, you would say down or 13th,
up
13th.
You would
yes.
use it that way, okay. And
or you say go 2 blocks up or down 2 blocks.
Yeah, okay, or up 2 blocks or down mm-hmm. 2 blocks, okay. If you were talking about the entire, like in the entire bunch of people, instead of saying they arrested the entire group, you might say they arrested the...
Bunch.
Or the whole.
The whole.
The whole, okay.
The whole group.
The whole group, okay. Now, something that maybe young people or older people like to do, get together and move around on the floor, you say.
Dance.
Now, after vacation, children or parents begin to say, well, when does school
start?
And if a boy left home in the morning to go to school, but he didn't show up, they'd say he...
played hooky.
Now, people say they go to school in order to get...
away.
And then they say they get... and if it's a good school, you say you can get a good...
education.
And after high school, people go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, they go into the
first grade.
And the things that children sit at in school are called
desks.
And you'd say each one has his own
desk.
And a building that's built especially for books is called a
bookshelf.
And if you
a library.
Yeah, mm-hmm, and you mail a package at the
post office.
And if you had to stay overnight in a strange town where you didn't know anybody, you'd have to stay at a
hotel or motel.
And if a person wanted to see a play or a movie, they'd have to go to a
movie.
Okay, the building would be called a
theater. Yes, theater.
Would you call it? Okay. A woman, or well, of course nowadays they have men doing that too. Usually a woman who looks after a person in a hospital is called
a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we used to take trains places, you catch a train at the
train station, and some say depot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A grassy area around a courthouse would be called a
lawn.
Now, if something were placed in the corner of the room at a diagonal, so that it were placed across the corner of the room like that, you'd say that it was sitting... This is a tricky one. Do you know...
You mean what they would call it?
Yeah, you'd say...
Whatnot.
Whatnot, okay. And if it were a whatnot shelf, and you were talking about the direction it was placed...
Catacorner.
Very good. Nobody ever gets it. You're the first person ever gotten that. Nobody ever gets that. Before they had buses in the city, they used to have something kind of like a bus, except it would run with a...
Streetcar.
Streetcars. Yeah, yeah. Now, can you remember streetcars? You've seen
streetcars.
Yeah, I can remember them in Atlanta. I've seen them when I was a child. Now, if you were riding a streetcar or a bus, I suppose, you might tell the driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
Now, in terms of...